Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Good morning, Fort McMurray. Matthew Maxwell here, product advisor at Fort McMurray Toyota. So you're with Elliot here to do another. This is what, my third time with you here?
This is your third, I think so. Yeah. So we did one in the old shop.
Yeah, the first two should be at the old store, yeah.
Yeah. And then you missed the last time that we were filming here.
Yeah.
You got lucky. So it's been a while. So what has changed for you since the last time we spoke? It's been like two winters almost.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Yeah, the winters haven't gotten any better. That's still... Still Fort Mac.
Yeah,
first time hitting minus 20 today. I can't say I was very eager to leave the house this morning.
I know, it was a cold one today.
Yeah, so, but like in terms of what's changed with the job here, we got the new location, of course. So that's bringing in more traffic because it's a more appealing building than the one we had before. The showroom is bigger. We can host more vehicles inside, and in winter does pan out because we can show vehicles inside.
Yeah. And what I love about this building too is all of the light. Yeah. Although it's freezing cold outside today, it's nice and warm in here. You have the sunlight coming in. You feel like, oh, it's a nice day.
Yeah.
It's very deceiving when you open those doors.
I can vouch for that.
So I got a question that has been on my mind since you started wearing these. Let's talk about your pins for a second. What brought you to start wearing these sweet pins on your lapel?
Well, it's just the Toyota logo here. The second one is just the Palestine flag.
Okay.
Just for the war going on there right now with Israel, but that's it.
Nice. Yeah, I've noticed it lately because you always dress sharp and like the pocket square and the watch and like everything's usually on point. Yeah. But over the last few like months that I've been coming in, I've been noticing you've been throwing some pins into your little style. It's nice, man. A little pop of color.
Yeah, I had the Olympic Toyota one there, but Olympics gone, so
yeah. Did you watch? You're a big Olympic fan?
Not as much as my mom is.
Okay, what sport?
Yeah, with my track and field, of course.
Okay.
With her, she'd go on for days about the races, and I'm just like, I watch it so I can talk to you because I know you want someone to talk to, but I'm more a soccer fan, yeah.
Okay, so does she watch, like, this is, I'm ignorant to this line of question that I'm about to ask.
Yeah.
When it comes to running, like, obviously, it's huge, right?
It is, yeah.
Do you guys have like tons of meets? Like, what does that look like as far as the culture over there is concerned?
There are a lot of meets. They start at a early age, really, because the there's a big one for like kids in like primary school. The what is the term for it? Yeah, the term's not coming to mind right now, but there's a competition between the different schools for like primary, for like track and field.
Okay.
And then there's only more of that when it gets to like high school, because there's like Champs, Camperdown Classic, and a few other track meets for like high school students. Yeah. Then you go past that and to university, then it's like going out with the big clubs.
Yeah, because you guys pump out runners.
For real, yeah.
Like, it's wild. So does your mom, like, follow the stars coming up, or is it at the Olympics?
She follows everything.
Really?
Everything.
That's cool.
Everything, like, high school coming up, like, she can tell you, like, this name, like, he used to be at this high school. Mm. He was champion here and here, and I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
she really follows it, yeah.
That's so interesting. And so you're soccer then?
Yeah.
So what team are you cheering for as far as, like, World Cup? What's the closest that you can get on board with?
If it's the FA Cup or anything related to England, I generally go with Tottenham Hotspurs.
Okay.
Yeah, but
back in the day, it was
Barcelona when there was Messi, Iniesta, Xavi in the midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
Really? Why? That's like, listen, I got no beef. Honest, it's just usually, like, that's not a team that most people are shouting out as their number one.
To be honest, it was from when I was watching Defoe play.
Okay.
Like, that's the reason I started watching them play on a generally. Then there was, like, big players like Eriksen coming out in the midfield. So it was, they always had a strong team.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's the team I grew up with. Grew up liking, man.
That's awesome.
That's the team I pull for when I'm playing FIFA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's cool. So you, like, the amazing thing about European soccer is just, like, it's a lifestyle. And, like, you got to follow it, especially because you can be relegated in your league.
Yeah.
There's so many other tournaments that get played. Players are always, like, moving around. Like, if you... I watch soccer to watch it as a sport. I like it, but I don't follow it because the time investment for that thing is just nuts. My father-in-law watches it. Like, he's retired, so he can. So he literally wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
To watch a game.
And he's watching games every day.
Like,
so he knows. So when I sit down with him, he gives me all of, oh, this is happening, this is the owner, whatever. But, dude, how do you follow soccer?
To be honest, I can't remember the last time I sat and watched through a whole game, besides the last World Cup. But it's generally playing.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a PS5 hooked up at home, man. I just play the games.
Okay, nice. See, that's the thing. A lot of people, like adults, talk to me about, like, their kids playing video games, and I'm just like, video games are so realistic now,
yeah,
that, like, when I walk in a room and I'm, like, looking at, like, this guy playing a game or, like, my little kid, it's like, is this real or a game right now? It's nuts.
Yeah, it's come a long way, man.
So outside of FIFA, what other video games are you playing?
Right now, Assassin's Creed.
Which one?
Origins.
Origins?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, running through Egypt, creating... mayhem.
I
just beat Origins a few months ago. It's a good game.
Yeah,
you played Valhalla?
I tried it.
Yeah.
I didn't get all the way through.
Nobody gets all the way, bro. That game is endless. No, seriously, it has like it's such a long game. Nobody beats that game.
Yeah. So, how long have you been a gamer for?
Probably since primary.
So, what system were you start off? Did you start off on?
PS2.
PS2?
Yeah.
So you PS5 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way.
Look at these jerks, so young, starting off with PS2. Oh, my God. Like, yeah. Nintendo, actually, like, I played Atari. I didn't own an Atari, but, like, my cousin had one. That's how old I am.
You
I started
with the 64 kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played that system too. Yeah, like, oh my goodness, PS2.
Yeah, I started PS2, PSP.
Nice. Yeah. The PSP was my favorite. I used to travel a lot for work, and so I'd have that in my, like, carry-on at all times, and I'd play Grand Theft Auto. Oh, man. Or Hot Shots Golf.
I liked the Dragon Ball Z on that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty nice.
That was a nice game. Yeah, PS, like, that was one of the first handhelds. Outside of Nintendo, does anybody have a handheld now? Like, with phones, everything seems to be...
Yeah, they're all decks now, though. Like, Steam Deck and Switch and, Like, that's, they're all handhelds now. There's not really,
yeah,
like, it's not like Game Boy anymore. It's all like big screen.
Yeah. And when you're playing, are you playing online or are you playing against the AI?
Mostly I prefer the campaign modes in video games.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. People are too good at online.
No, it's not that. It's the, I find it's like for a fast playing game like FIFA, it's different when you're playing the campaign versus when you're playing the online. The players, they move different. Mm. It's not just about a player being better. It's, I wouldn't even bring it down to like, the speed, that speed of your internet, but the general gameplay is like just different. Yeah.
Interesting. Done?
Yeah, you go 10.
Oh, all right. Well, dude, unfortunately, we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, I give a shout-out to my GM here, Keith. He's been taking care of me for the past 3 years since I've been here in Fort Mac. And that's pretty much it, man.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just paused at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.